Damian Martinez entered the transfer portal or intends to enter the transfer portal when it opens on April 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a jarring announcement to Beaver fans because of what he had said.
Just a few months ago
after Jonathan Smith left and how committed he was to Oregon State.
Yeah.
Here we are just a few practices into spring ball and it's like, deuces.
Yeah. It is a tough look because of the way that we coming up right about 4 months ago now, I think before Christmas, where he said that he was going to be staying and he felt betrayed by Coach Smith.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to think of the timeline of when it was that Coach said he was leaving and then when he said that he's going to stay. But, you know, trying to give him credit for maybe it was just an emotional decision at the time to be like, all right, you know, screw this. I'm going to stay and I'm going to fight through it. And even then, it still might have been because it was just still pretty fresh a month or so.
Yeah.
And look, he's also basically a kid, you know, and people change their minds. It's, what are you going to do? And I can't blame him for doing it.
excuse me. No, you can't. You can't blame the kid for looking out for his best interest.
Yeah.
But where I think the larger question that looms around Oregon State fans is, all right, well, what changed with you?
Mm-hmm.
What was it that changed? We had the Pete Thamel report yesterday that we talked about with $400,000 is the NIL that he was in line to get this year at Oregon State. And even at that point, he said, you know, not enough. And this is, I said this yesterday, I continue to say it, whether it's recruiting or retention of your roster.
Uh-huh.
Look, all of the Power Five programs have money. Even the ones that don't have, you know, the buku bucks, you have money that you will give to your stars.
Right.
It will get your foot in the door in recruiting. It can help close in recruiting. It does not dictate everything because everybody has that money. They do.
Yeah.
And so when we get the real story out of Damian Martinez, who he released a statement, and I'm not sure that it sits well with Beaver fans right now. Well, I know it doesn't sit well with Beaver fans right now because, look, you're the scorned lover, and you have every right to feel scorned by Damian Martinez because this is the best player on your roster.
Yeah.
He accounted for, you know, over 1,300 yards last year for Oregon State, and they return now with him gone 598 yards of total offense.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yikes.
That is it.
Man.
And what Martinez's statement was this morning, he posted it, said, "Some decisions are harder than others, and this is easily the hardest one I've made in my entire life. I want to thank every coach, fan, and Beaver Nation as a whole for your love and support. I can truly say I've given my all to Oregon State and appreciate everything OSU has given me. After long talks with my family and the people closest to me, I intend to enter the transfer portal to continue chasing my childhood dreams for this upcoming season. I'm looking forward to what is coming next. Please respect my decision."
I was waiting for that.
That's not going to happen. Like,
no.
It sucks that his decision won't be respected.
Right.
But that's the world we live in right now. And look, there's a lot of pissed off Beaver fans, and I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
The hard part is he's just dealing with the cards that have been dealt to him. And he's just the latest in a line of the example of what started or should be blamed at the top of the administration in that school is just that S rolls downhill.
Yeah.
And it rolled downhill and finally caught him, too.
Well, we went through all this yesterday, the litany of things that could have, you know, arisen since he made his, you know, support of Oregon State and commitment to Oregon State and staying,
mm-hmm.
whether it is taking a look at the room and going, this is not it.
Yeah.
Or maybe the culture has changed so dramatically with Jonathan Smith gone that it isn't the same Oregon State football program. It could be just as simple as, hey, I'm potentially one of the best running backs in the next year's draft class.
Yeah.
And I want to bolster my stock as much as I can. I saw what Blake Corum, the bump that Blake Corum got after being not as productive as he was pre-knee injury, wins a national title.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, it's like, Blake Corum.
Yeah, and guess what? You're just not going to get those kinds of eyes on you at Oregon State
anymore. You won't. But the larger question, it was to the reaction of Oregon State fans yesterday, and where do you sit with not just the football program, but the athletic department as a whole. because there's a lot of, well, we've given the money and the money isn't keeping guys.
Right.
What do we need to do? We're getting lapped. We're getting left behind. We are in no man's land right now.
Yeah.
Where do Beaver fans sit with Oregon State?
They have to realize that they're no longer, they're not playing with the big boys anymore. Even as much as they weren't really before, they were always kind of still the little brother to the big boys, but now they're, you know, they're the little redheaded stepchild.
Well, this text on the Vancouver Ford text line, your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online at VancouverFord.com. 503-864-6326 says, OSU, now more than ever, is just a farm team for the Power Four. Literally, absolutely no reason to be excited or optimistic about anything relating to the future of Beaver Athletics. Only hope now is the baseball team wins it all this year before they get picked over.
Yikes.
I can't, I mean, I understand that line of thinking.
Yeah.
You get pushed to the little kids' table in the conference realignment shuffle. Even these small victories of you and Washington State sharing that $100 million over the next 2 years to, you know, keep you afloat as you figure out what's going on.
Right.
I understand that the apprehension of will they actually figure it out? Because you can go back three presidents ago to Ed Ray of the university, who was the most staunch defender of Larry Scott, in that, look, that ultimately sank the Pac-12.
Yeah.
Right? Was how long he was in command. Now, it just wasn't Ed Ray. I mean, Michael Crow down at Arizona State, he played a massive role in that as well. But those were the two that everybody, whether it's John Wilner, whether it's the, you know, national college sports insiders, they say those were the defenders of Larry Scott. You can go back three presidents ago. Now you're sitting there and there's a lot of vitriol towards, you know, Scott Barnes. And, you know, we've got texts coming in, flooding the text line about Scott Barnes. And, you know, can someone please explain why Scott Barnes, why OSU pays Scott Barnes like he's running a top 20 athletic department in the country? He literally cheaped out in, now we lost it, and screwed up the athletic departments.
I think I found it here. Cheaped out and done nothing but hire former alums and so far has been lucky with those hires. Bray, TBD, but he's responsible for paying Tinkle so much for so long because of a single 2 to 3 week run they couldn't get out of. He is the highest paid coach at OSU and consistently produces the worst product. That's on Barnes.
Look, the Wayne Tinkle extension, when you go to the Elite Eight, you get an extension.
Yeah. That's
that always happens, unfortunately.
The business of college sports.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
And it doesn't always work out. And it is not working out on the men's basketball side. You know, whether you look at women's basketball and Scott Ruick is in a great place. And that is one of those alums who cares deeply about the program. And now you got to worry about, is Stanford going to come knocking on the door of Scott Ruick and say, you know, Tara Vanderveer stepping down and retiring yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, does Stanford go and take a look at a West Coast guy and the opportunity to coach in the ACC for Ruick now? Is that going to be appealing to him? I don't think it will be because he is entrenched in Oregon State. But you also look at the turnover on the roster so far. And it may not be done yet. Who knows where he is at? Mitch Canham has massive shoes to fill in replacing Pat Casey. He has done a phenomenal job, and they are a top five program in college baseball yet again.
Mm-hmm.
And he has done a remarkable job in filling the shoes. Nobody wants to follow the legend. He's following the legend, doing a very damn good job at it.
Yeah.
Trent Bray is TBD, and this is going to be the really interesting part for Oregon State, is you can't afford to let this backslide. You can't, like, you're not in a position where you can say, hey, well, we're going to let him figure it out. You really aren't.
Yeah.
And that's a tough spot for Bray to be in. Mm-hmm. It's a really tough spot for the athletic department to be in, too.
Well, and what the school administration needs to be focusing on is not just focusing on the immediate future and what to do right now, but they need to be looking ahead to what still could be a changing landscape with the uncertainty of the ACC, because you could have a whole nother round of realignments coming up, and so that they need to stay focused on that and see if they can get themselves back to relevant again.
Yeah, this Damian Martinez news, it just reminds me of the feeling I got when, as a Duck fan, you know, they got left in the lurch twice by Willie Taggart and Mario Cristobal, keys to their program, not players, but at the time, what we thought, and Mario was at the time, key to Oregon's success as a whole and key to their marketing campaign, right? Damian Martinez was essentially the Oregon State marketing campaign for this year. I get it. It sucks. It's just... this is kind of what happens when we get to these points, but I feel for you Beavers fans, and if I'm you, I put all the money that I can into this program. I buy season tickets supporting my sports, not because you are a fan of Scott Barnes, not because you're a fan of any of their coaches or their athletic directors, but simply put, you have to show love because the people above you, the people running these departments are not showing any love. So it is up to you.
Yep. This is a Texas former Beaver player and current Beaver fan. I get and respect the decision 100%. Makes me sad more than angry. And that is where I think that's why I wanted to have this discussion today, is because yesterday it was all anger.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like there was a lot of anger over it. The dust settles a little bit and you start to realize it. And that, I think, is where Oregon State is, because it is not. That's where the Beaver fan should be, is less angry, more just like, boy, life comes at you fast because of all of the optimism that there was entering last season. And then Jonathan Smith leaves. You know, this is after the conference realignment shuffle happens. It was like, if we can hold on to our own and Jonathan Smith, the football program will be okay. And then Smith leaves.
Yeah.
And the mass exodus everywhere else happens. You lose Aiden Childs. You lose your receiver room. You have so much turnover in that roster. But you had that hope of Damian Martinez and Josh Gray were going to be the guys that hold this bad boy together. And maybe, just maybe, you can gain a little bit momentum by not playing a truly bona fide Power 5 schedule, despite the fact you do have Oregon, Purdue, Washington State, Cal on the schedule. It's a Mountain West schedule.
Yeah.
And you can sit there and you can look for the hope and build forward and stay relevant. That's the goal over the next 2 years. Oregon State has got to just stay relevant. And how do you do that when the guy who was your biggest supporter and the biggest backer in Damian Martinez says, deuces, finally.
Yeah. They're in an unfortunate position, and they just got to see how they can climb their way out of it.
You clean house. I think there's something going on there, and you got to just poof and start all over again, I feel like.
Yep. Another text comes in that says, I don't fault Damian. I just wish he would have just left when Smith did. This hurts more now, and you know he's already collected some of the NIL money. That's a big one, too. I would say, and we saw people saying yesterday, and like this text says, you know, speaking pretty broadly about Beaver fan, I'm a diehard, and while I'm sad, I totally get it. He's going to get a ton of money and a better O-line. B fans are smarter than you're giving us credit for. What we saw yesterday was a lot of, I'm just done with the athletic department.
Yeah.
But, you know, and like this text right here, why? Donating to NIL doesn't make a difference. Can't keep anyone anyway. There, like, a majority of fans are more level-headed.
Yeah.
And being sad as opposed to angry is that smarter play and is the way that a lot of them are.